Welcome to Truth Talk for Conscious Entrepreneurs. This is your host, Emma Churchman. Welcome to a limited series I've created titled Cleared for Profit, Heal Your Trauma to Grow Your Business, where I interview experts on how trauma informs your business.
In this episode, we have Nancy Philpott with us, who is an RN. She's the founder and chief transformation officer for the HeartSync Wellness Center in Round Rock, Texas. And she has spent 30 years helping people to transform. And she's done a lot around helping women to voice their own trauma and heal from their own trauma. So I am delighted to have her on this podcast series. Welcome, Nancy.
Thank you, Emma. I'm delighted to be here.
Let's begin with this. What inspired you to start working with people around trauma?
Emma, I think I've always known that I was going to be working as a healer and a teacher. That's just something I've always known. I had two incredibly amazing women who nurtured me, who modeled and demonstrated unconditional love. They taught me how to trust myself, how to listen to that inner voice inside me. And they really gave me a place my whole life that I could come, be authentically me, be scared, be afraid, be whatever I was feeling, and they would embrace me, love me, patch me up, let me land, and then send me back out into the world more resilient and more fearless. And those two women, my mom and my grandmother had Native American background, so she gave me some really cool rituals that I love. In terms of connecting with spirit and animals and stuff. And they were the foundation for me in working with women with trauma. I think every person who chooses to go into the healing profession, whatever that healing profession modality is, probably has a history of trauma. And in that experience, they make a decision, consciously or unconsciously, that they're going to help heal the world. And in that process, heal themselves as well. And I think just the combination of my female tribe and the people that modeled the nurturing spirit for me and my history of trauma prepared me. Every experience I've had has prepared me and brought me to where I am now.
Beautiful. Yeah, and I agree with you that those of us who are healers and practitioners almost always have some history of trauma or core wounding that informs how we show up in the world and the work that we do in the world.
Absolutely. I haven't found anybody that didn't apply to. Well, that's not true. I have found some, and they were not as effective as the people that really have done their own work and are prepared to lead others out of where they are.
Yeah, absolutely. So tell us a little bit about the HeartSync Wellness Center.
So in 2001, my mom came to my home for a week, and we sat on the back porch the day that she got here. She had been recovering from cancer for about 5 years. She came, she sat on the porch, we poured a glass of wine, and she toasted us and announced, "I'm here for a week, we're going to eat, drink, and be merry, I'm going to go home and die." 3 weeks later, she was gone. And in that moment, Emma, when she made that announcement, I discovered a part of me, I discovered something that I really didn't know at all about me. And what happened was the little bitty kid inside of me went running down the house screaming, no, 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 this can't be happening. And the nurse in me stepped up and said, tell me more, Mom. And for the next 3 weeks, I got to experience my sister and I, and we're a really small family, mom, sister, grandmother. And she, my sister and I, really got to experience what most people don't do, and I'm so sad they don't, but we asked all those questions of my mom that we needed answers to because we were not going to have those answers. I think for 3 weeks, we dug deep. We talked about things. I learned more about myself in those 3 weeks, and I made two promises on my mom's deathbed. One, I would take care of my stepdad, which proved to be a challenge, and two, that I'd quit smoking. And I'd been a smoker for 37 years. Now, if anybody's listening to me, don't make a promise on your parents' deathbed, because it's really stressful trying to make that happen when you make that commitment. And so little did I know that that night when she made that announcement, my life transformed personally and professionally, irrevocably, instantly, and permanently. And I began a journey finding myself, looking at my imprints, looking at my role as a mom, mother, grandmother, nurse, everything. And so for a period of after her death, I really thought because we were so close, I was grieving. But what I discovered was I was really pissed at the healthcare system that I had worked so hard to create that didn't work for my mom. She got crappy care. I threw fits like you wouldn't believe in those 3 weeks when she was in the hospital, and I walked away from my nursing role, and I haven't gone back until now. I created, I kept my promise to my mom that I'd quit smoking. I had never really tried hypnosis, so I went to a hypnotherapist, called her up, made an appointment, walked in a smoker, walked out a non-smoker, and I was amazed at what I experienced in that moment. And decided that's what I was going to do. I trained, became a hypnotherapist, opened the HeartSync Wellness Center in honor of my mom. And for me, what's so true is that she taught me how to stay true to my heart, how to connect with my heart, how to make sure that I was leading with what my heart's desire was and not doing things out of fear. And I watched her reclaim her spirit. I watched her. It was amazing to me, Emma, that you can make a decision and die in three weeks. I mean, she was in remission. It was amazing. And I forgot the power of the mind-body-spirit connection until those 3 weeks. I had worked so tirelessly for so many years, building healthcare delivery systems that were efficient and effective and blah, blah, blah. Well, I forgot what really causes people to develop disease. It's disease of the spirit. And her life was a lesson for me. And when she died, I reclaimed me, literally and figuratively, and became a new me. She was my inspiration. Beautiful. And my reason for starting the HeartSync Wellness Center. So I've been in business since 2001, and just recently became committed to help make sure that nurses, healthcare professionals, and caregivers didn't fall into what I discovered I had when she died. And I was so traumatized by her death. Because of the story I told myself, because of all kinds of things. But I didn't know then what I know now. And what I know now is that I had compassion fatigue. I had literally run up against moral distress. And it happened over and over and over again. I could disconnect or disconnect is a good word. I disconnected from me in order to show up in emergency situations. I could take care of everybody. I did a crappy job taking care of me, for sure, until then. And now I help other women do that too.
Beautiful. Yeah, there's so many things that I want to acknowledge in your story and reflect back to you that I think are also going to be helpful for the folks listening to this episode. The first, and Nancy, I don't think we've talked about this. I used to be a trauma chaplain in two different emergency rooms and ICUs.
Oh my gosh.
And also, yeah, and also a home hospice chaplain. So I've helped hundreds of people die. And what I want to acknowledge in your story of your mother's death is the conscious choice that each of you made to be fully present in that experience and to have the conversations that needed to be had. And I want to acknowledge what a legacy gift your mother left you with that three weeks of being in relationship with her, because what she left you was full permission to be yourself and to express yourself most fully. And that's
that is absolutely your
legacy.
You're just right on. Thank you for saying that, because that is absolutely how it felt to me. It took a while for me to get there, for sure, right? But looking back now on that experience, something else I've discovered in this last little time that I've been doing hypnotherapy, I thought everybody had mothers like mine. I didn't know women didn't have mothers like mine. And so many of the women that come to me have a story that's not like mine at all. And many of the women, lots of women that I work with are, you know, between the ages of 50 and 65. They have kids going to college. They have parents that they're now helping them move through the process. And they hated their parents, mother or father. I don't, you know, either one. And so they are angry and bitter, and they're drinking and smoking and doing all these things to distract themselves from the truth, which is they haven't done their work. And so I didn't know, I was just naive, Emma, that people didn't have the same nurturing, caring women in their lives that I had.
Yeah, and you have such beautiful modeling for what's possible when women support each other, and you're able to bring that into your business. Another thing that I want to lift up, go ahead.
And what better time now than now, when all these women are finally finding their voices and sharing their truth and sharing their story? It's just such a powerful time for women to do that. And I'm just so grateful that I had a mom that gave me that experience. It was amazing.
Yeah, absolutely. Another thing I want to lift up, Nancy, that you said is you spoke to spiritual dis-ease and how fucked up our healthcare system is.
Oh, my.
I know that from lived experience. Right. But that compassion fatigue, especially that affects people in the medical profession, is very significant, because even those professionals who are treating someone who is quote unquote sick or diseased, even those professionals are taught to ignore their own bodies and ignore their own emotions and just do the work. And that is not a sustainable system.
Robots. Come on and do robots. Autopilot nursing is not sustainable. And here's the scary part, Emma. The scary part is, it's not going to be too long in the near future where 50% of the nurses that are given the care now are leaving en masse because they're boomer age and they're ready to retire. And we don't have a flood of other people coming in to take care of those people. And those people are going to have to leave healthcare and start caretaking their spouses, their parents, and they're going to experience, I expect, what I experienced without even knowing what's going on or what to do about it or how to fix it.
Okay. Yeah, exactly. So let's dial in there, because I think this will really resonate with the conscious entrepreneurs listening to this podcast episode. So the the healers and practitioners who are in service to others, who are helping others to heal in a variety of ways, spiritually, emotionally, physically, but who are not honoring what's actually going on for them, who are disembodied in their own work, who aren't prioritizing their own self-care. What would you like to say to them?
This is what I would say. If you're feeling overworked, overwhelmed, and you overcare for what? For other people, your parents, your kids, and you don't take time for yourself. And really, this is about healthcare professionals. Women are historically have not taken care of themselves. And so now that the field has changed and we're given more opportunity to really dig down deep and look at ourselves and pull out those things that we've been stuffing down and all that pain that you haven't dealt with, it's time to do something. If you're feeling whatever you're feeling, if it's a bad feeling, then you need to figure out what you're doing to cause it and stop doing it. Stop doing it and start doing what your heart wants you to do. I mean, the truth is we disconnect from who we are and what we want, and we settle for things because we're too afraid to do anything different. And if I can do anything with your listeners today, Emma, what I want them to know is your brain's job is to protect you. It's always, always, always going to circle back through your history file trying to find reason in the moment to tell you don't do what you're about to do because it's a mistake or you've been there before and you're going to get hurt. That's what your brain's job is to do. Your heart's job is to lead you in that place. Your heart intelligence is there for a reason, and you need to be following your heart, listening to your heart, and getting your head and your heart on the same page with the vision of who you want to be. And if you're giving up and you're just doing stuff that you don't like and you're distracting yourself with alcohol or smoking, like I was doing, stop. Take a deep breath and get to neutral. Get to neutral and find out what it is that you really want. If you don't know what you want, make a list of all the things you don't want anymore, because sometimes the only way you can figure out what you want is to figure out what you don't want. Right, Emma? I have lots of people that come to me when I ask them to create a vision board. They go, well, what is a vision board? Well, you have to know where you're going in order to get there, right? If you don't know where you're going, you can't get there. You'd never take a vacation. You'd never get in the car and go on vacation without preparing and knowing where you're going and how you're going to get there and what you're going to do when you get there. It's the same way with life. You have to plug in, not live life on autopilot, disconnected from who you are and what you want.
Yeah, I want to just take a moment and let that sink in, that piece around not going on autopilot, because it's very easy to get into that habit of autopilot in our home life and in our business life, for sure. So for those folks who are listening and they're saying, yeah, absolutely, Nancy, I totally understand what's going on with my brain and what it wants me to do or not do, but I have no idea how to access my heart and my heart knowing. What advice do you have for them?
I would tell them, you do know. You do know, you're just not listening. And I want you just to sit down with a piece of paper, and I want you just for a day to listen to that voice inside of you, to tap into that voice inside of you and to trust that inner voice. Now, if you're listening to an inner voice and it's going, you better not, don't do that, 100 miles an hour, and it sounds like it's coming from fear, that's not your heart, that's your brain. Your brain is going to protect you. Your heart's going to lead you, and it's going to feel like an aha moment. Ah. It's that little voice inside of you. It talks to you all the time. And if you can't hear that voice, listen to your body, because your body's going to talk to you too. In fact, your body always talks to you. Your shoulders tighten up. Your jaw tightens up. pay attention to what your body's telling you in the moment. And if you're feeling an emotion, use your emotions. Now, let's talk about that for just a second, Emma. As women, we've gotten a bad rap for being emotional, right? So people tell us, don't feel, don't do this, don't do that. And out of necessity, we've had to stop using our emotions, happy, joyful, whatever, to lead us where we want to go. So we don't listen to our emotions. I'm telling my clients, use your emotions as your compass. If you're feeling crappy when you do something, don't do it anymore. If you're doing something that doesn't feel good, stop doing it. Put your car in neutral. Put your body in neutral. Listen to your body. Listen for that voice inside of you. Go out in nature. Get away from. I go out in nature every morning. I spend an hour riding my bike looking for animal messengers. I know that sounds crazy, Emma. But spirit sends me every single day, 5 or 6 times, animals that have meanings. And I look up those meanings, and it gives me guidance for what to do in the day. I know that's crazy, but that's what my grandmother taught me. And so I get in nature, in the quiet, where I can have that conversation with God and myself and my voice. And I find it, and I'm powerful when I start my day after I've done that. And I do it every day. Rain, shine, doesn't matter. It's how I survive.
Yeah, and that's such a lovely example. Yeah, and it's not crazy at all. I do the same thing. In fact, I've had this snake that has been hanging outside my front door every day, all day long for an entire week until I finally looked up what the snake totem represents.
And thought,
it's about transformation. It's about becoming that next version of yourself. And as soon as I got that message, the snake disappeared. So
yeah,
I believe that as well. And I love what you're saying about following your heart versus your brain, and how your brain, your ego, your mind is going to come from that place of fear, and your heart comes from that place of possibility or abundance. I want to hone in on what you were saying about emotions, because I agree with you that we need to listen to our emotions. And I think sometimes our brain will use our emotions to trick us out of not doing something. So can you distinguish between when an emotion is coming from the heart versus when it's coming from the brain?
I sure can. And let me say this, you need both your heart intelligence and your brain's intelligence. You just have to get them on the same page, right? Because they both have a purpose in getting you where you want to go. Because once you decide what you want, when you tap into what you want, your brain's going to get you. It's going to be the part of you that moves you in that direction. Emotions are stored in your subconscious. So let's talk about for just a minute the unconscious, the subconscious, and the conscious mind. Conscious mind is
Excellent.
The part of us that makes a decision. The part of us that gets up every morning, has our to-do list, we're going to do this and this and this and this, and we're focused on what we're going to do. And that 10% of our conscious mind, while we're messing with that part, the unconscious and the subconscious in the moment are checking. Doing a matching process. Have we been here before? What does that mean? And I'm going to give you a really good example. Backtrack for 1 second. I was 13 years old, walking home from school with visions and ballet, with visions of becoming a prima ballerina in my head. The music was playing. I was sexually assaulted, and that dream of being a ballerina died inside me along with the music. Now, in that moment was stored in my subconscious. The trauma of that was stored in my subconscious. And so I had to discover all of the things in that moment. My brain will go back there purposefully and intentionally. If I'm in danger, my brain's job is to tell me I'm in danger, right? That's what it does. But if that happens, if I'm feeling anxious, if my heart's beating 1,000 miles an hour, if I'm feeling anxious, I have to decide in the moment, is there really danger here? Or is my brain accessing, because I know it does all day long, is it accessing my history file? So I use my emotions to tell me literally what to do to get my head and my heart on the same page. I've got my vision for where I want to go, but when I feel an emotion like fear or anxiety or all of those things, I've got to decide in the moment, is that my brain protecting me? Has it accessed my history file? Or is there really something going on that I need to pay attention to? As an entrepreneur, my challenge has always been marketing and advertising, putting my face out there, putting my voice out there has always been a challenge for me. It really is something that I've struggled with for two reasons. Reason number one, the guys told me, if you say anything to anybody, I'm going to kill you. So that plays in my head all the time. And I have to make sure that I'm not resisting, delaying, feeling what I'm feeling, because that part of me is making a decision about it's not safe to put yourself out there, or if that's really what's going on. Well, the truth is, if you're an entrepreneur, you've got to do marketing and advertising. You've got to go stand in front of people. You have to speak your truth. So the greatest gift for me was that experience taught me how to discern when I really was in danger, how to pay attention to that heart intelligence telling me there's danger around, pay attention. I just have to learn when that happens, if there's really danger, and make a decision, right? Does that make sense to you?
Absolutely. Yeah, it totally does. And you've lifted up something that's very important that I want to highlight. For those of us who have had significant traumatic experiences, especially involving sexual assault or rape, that kind of thing, we will often default to, I can't do that because I'm going to get killed. And it's not catastrophizing for us. It's simply how we respond to the world. That is dangerous. I'm going to get killed if I put myself out there. So I want to acknowledge that and also really lift up the importance of, like you're saying, Nancy, differentiating and being able to say, actually, just because I'm becoming more visible does not mean that I'm going to get killed. But if you're having that response of, oh, I can't do a Facebook Live because I'm going to get killed, you're not crazy. That's your body responding to what has happened in the past.
And you thank your brain and your heart intelligence for giving you that message, and then you get to consciously choose what to do with that information. It's taking yourself off autopilot, because that's really what's going on. There's an autopilot program running in your brain, and you get to unplug from that and choose to move forward every time. Now, there's three parts of a habit. You've got a trigger, you've got a behavior, and you've got a result, right? So what I've learned as a hypnotherapist is that oftentimes, I mean, our brain consciously, intentionally creates autopilot programs. Otherwise, we wouldn't get anything done. It creates program and replays those programs. Think about the first time you drove in a car, all the things you had to do and how scared you were. Well, you don't do that anymore because your brain has a history of driving without accidents, and so it knows what to do. Not a bad thing, not a good thing. It's just part of who we are. It's our operating system. So we've got to make sure we've got the right program or app playing in our operating system to get us down the road to where we want to be as entrepreneurs. Otherwise, we're not going to get anything done. And it's stressful to be an entrepreneur, right? We've got thousands of hats that we wear every day. And it's hard to deliver services when you need to be marketing, and it's hard to be. So it's consciously and intentionally and deliberately listening to your body, feeling when those things are triggered, and then breathing through it and making progress. It's a process.
Yeah. Yeah. And what you've just said that I really want to make sure folks heard is that you literally can rewire your neural pathways.
Just absolutely.
Because you're functioning in a certain way doesn't mean you have to keep functioning. Your brain is able to continue to evolve and grow and expand.
Absolutely.
And that, from my perspective, that's pretty fucking phenomenal.
And here's the other part that I love, Emma. Once you intentionally and consciously begin to notice what your body's telling you, what you're feeling, and you allow yourself to feel. Now, people are going to tell you don't feel, you know, stuff your feelings. Well, I did that as a nurse, right? It was how I survived. I mean, nursing was traumatic. Traumatic things happen to people that give healthcare services. And people that walk into danger, firefighters, first responders, have to disconnect from themselves in order to do what they do. And the unfortunate thing is that's what our program becomes. We focus on where's the danger, how to protect, prepare, and defend, and that becomes what we do. And we forget to plug back into ourselves until we have a wake-up moment like my mom's death was for me. And you learn to do it differently, and you begin to take care of yourself, too. You put the oxygen mask on you, too, and you start doing things different. All of those people who are listening who have experienced trauma, maybe you had secondary trauma because somebody you love was traumatized. Maybe you were raped. Maybe you were sexually assaulted. The truth is your brain's job is to protect you, and it's going to, and it's going to do a brilliant job. You have to become conscious that it's doing that and choose the direction you want to go because you can. And it takes 21 days to create a new habit, 4 months to become unconsciously competent at anything you want to do. I've been amazed at the ability of the brain. But I'm amazed when you put the brain and the heart on the same page with your vision and you connect all of those pieces and you align your head and your heart with your vision, you make sure your focus, your feelings, and your meaning that you're given your experience are all lined up with where you want to go, and then you execute, 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 and condition the new behavior, and it happens.
Excellent. Excellent. Yeah, that was such a clear descriptive of how to create that new reality. Nancy, do you have any sense of why some people are so terrified of listening to their hearts?
Well, I would have to say fear. Fear is the reason. You said it. Terrified is the word. And fear is not going to get you anywhere. Fear is false evidence appearing real. That's what fear is. Now, you may have something in your history that caused you to experience what you didn't want to experience, right? So nobody says, sign me up, I want to get raped. Nobody says, sign me up, I want to, I mean, that's crazy. The truth is, your job, my job, is to take our life experience and make it mean something different, because that's how we grow, that's how we become more resilient, that's how we achieve where we want to be in life. And you're never going to get there if you freeze at every attempt you make. Entrepreneurs are going to fail. If you're going to fail, fail fast and get up and keep going. Be fearless in your focus and your purpose, and remember why you're doing what you're doing. Your why is going to get you to the end of the game. Mm-hmm. You got to have a reason. You have to have a reason. Just like I tried to quit smoking for 37 years. I told myself all kinds of stories, right? My why was so big. For me, making a commitment to my mom on her deathbed, it didn't give me an out. I had to do it. I had no choice. And so my why was big enough that my fear of failure wasn't going to stand up to this. And it's allowed me to remain smoke-free. I mean, anybody can stop smoking, for sure. Anybody can do anything. It's going through that process when you're fearless. Nobody quits being fearful. Your brain's going to protect you forever, but you got to know why you're doing what you're doing and stay focused on your why.
Yeah, because your why, your desire is going to help you move through resistance and help you move past your own terror barrier.
Absolutely. Absolutely. But if you unplug from yourself and you don't, and you get scared and you unplug, and let's face it, people that go through trauma experience trauma in several ways. They can either become a fighter, they can flee, or they can freeze. I mean, and you got to know individually, you've got to recognize when you do that and what those behaviors look like, right? Because entrepreneurs are going to be overwhelmed with all kinds of things. I have been I've been an entrepreneur for a long time. But I know me, and I know when I resist doing something and I go to Chico's shopping, my brain has taken over, my autopilot program's running. And so I can get in the car and go, okay, I'm not going to Chico's, I'm going to go back in and do what I need to do. You have to know yourself well enough. You have to connect with you and understand what your triggers are and what those behaviors are to those triggers. And then it becomes, oh, that's what I'm doing.
Right. Excellent. Yeah, I'm so glad you said that. So I'm going to share something controversial right now, and I would love to get your feedback on it. Years ago, I had a coach say something to me that pissed me off to no end, but it ended up being exactly what needed to happen in order for me to keep growing. I was sharing with him my experience of early sexual abuse by a family member, and he said to me, and I was sharing how that was really holding me back from feeling safe in my body. It was holding me back from being able to grow as an entrepreneur, and he essentially said to me, "You chose that experience." And in the moment, I thought, fuck you. Like, I'm out of here. Are you kidding? I did not choose that experience. Now, years later, what I can say is I chose who I became as a result of that experience. I chose my reality. That experience informs who I am today and how powerfully I am able to show up for others who have had traumatic experiences. Any thoughts or feedback on that?
Well, two things. I'm absolutely on the same page as you, and I believe Tony Robbins got in trouble saying the very same thing not too long ago. He was in the news, and I coached with his organization and understood what he was saying. He was saying essentially the same thing the guy said to you when he had a conversation with a lady at one of his events, and she was talking about being sexually abused. I believe we choose the meaning of every experience we have. That's what we have the power to do. And so if you're choosing a meaning that's disempowering you, and so how you say that makes a difference, right? He could have said it to you in a different way. Some lady told my mom that she chose to have cancer, and she'd never talk to that lady again. And so she was in a vulnerable state when that lady said it to her. Truth is, we get to choose the meaning of every experience we have. And I do believe that every experience that I've had has prepared me to do what I'm doing now. I'm choosing that meaning, right? It's my, it's what I have the power to do. And I get to choose an empowering meaning for my life or a disempowering meaning. If I tell myself I can't do something or something's never going to change, or I'm never going to be able to do this, or whatever. I'm not choosing empowering meaning. And so I make a conscious choice to check in with myself and say, what's the story you're telling yourself? I choose to believe that I get to choose. And I'm kind of on the same page. I believe that we pick the people that were going to be in our path before we got here. I think we had an opportunity to speak with God and the angels, and my higher source is God. And we picked the people that were the bad guys in our lives and the good guys, right? Because my mother and my grandmother absolutely provided me with the school, the tools and the resources I needed in order to help women love themselves unconditionally. The men in my lives, you know, some of them gave me a different growth opportunity. And in the moment, I hated it when it happened, but it got me where I am now. And it gave me so much opportunity to choose an empowering meaning. And really, that's how you get, that's what the other side of trauma is, isn't it, Emma? You find a new meaning for what happened, and you use that experience to put your hand back and help somebody that's gone through it too. And then it means something different, right?
Exactly. Yeah, and I hope that you all can really hear what Nancy is saying, because she's talking about how we have choice in every moment of our lives and all of our experiences. We have choice to create meaning from those experiences. And the empowered approach is to realize that we make the meaning. Nobody else makes our own meaning.
Absolutely. We can have a why me moment, or we can have a why not me moment, right? And we get to decide.
Totally.
Why not me?
Totally.
Who better than me to go through this and do it, something different with it, right?
Exactly. Nancy, is there anything else that you would like to share with our listeners?
I just want them to know that they matter. And as women, healthcare professionals, whatever your experience has been, you get to choose the meaning of your experience, and you get to take care of you. Listen to your body, follow your heart, trust your gut. Do that over and over and over again. Do it for 21 days. See how much difference it makes. At the end of the day, go back on your day and make note of all those synchronistic things that have happened, and choose an empowering meaning for 21 days and see if your life doesn't change. Trust your, listen to your inner voice. Listen to that little voice inside of you. Feel your body talking to you. Write it down. Pay attention. Figure out where your triggers are. Choose a new behavior. Choose to take care of you differently than you have been. It'll change your life. And if you have a family member, if you have a family member who's in the process of transitioning, or you've had problems with that family member, have the conversations now before they're gone. It'll make a tremendous difference.
Mm. Yeah. Nancy, I agree with that. Having been with so many families and people who were dying who chose not to have that conversation, yes, please do. Mm. And also what you said about choosing the empowered stance for 21 days, if you all are listening to this and saying, oh, I don't really know if I want to do this, but you're still not getting the results that you desire in your life or in your business, you might as well try it, because what you're doing right now isn't working. So just an invitation to take a different approach.
Make your why me moment a why not me moment.
Perfect. So, Nancy, how can folks learn more about you?
Two places they can go. They can go to my website, HeartSync Wellness, heartsyncwellness.com. And on that page, I also have a link to the Compassionate Care Program for healthcare professionals, caregivers, specifically to meet their needs. I love working with women who are ready to make a change in their lives. I know how to make old habits become new destinies. Thank you for your time. I so enjoyed meeting you, Emma, today and talking with your visitors.
Oh, thank you. It was good to be with you, Nancy.
Are you a conscious entrepreneur who has hit a financial ceiling in your business? Do you find yourself up in the middle of the night wondering where your next sale is going to come from? Do you struggle with working harder and harder yet not getting better results? Do you have a deep desire to take your business to the next level, but you aren't sure how to get there? If so, let's talk. I offer 30-minute complimentary consultations specifically designed to help diagnose what's keeping you from growing your business. To schedule your consultation, go to emmachurchman.com/consult Emma.